772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Darkness will prevail. There's a grace on your life that will reign. You won't be moved. You won't be afraid. You won't be shaken by what's going on in the world. Because the God whom you trust is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's given you a promise. He promised to rebuke the devourer. He said, 1,000 shall fall. And I'm not a naysayer. I'm not gloom and doom. I'm a realist. Can I say it that way? According to the prophecies in the Word of God, the times in which we are living are not good times. And they are progressively going to worsen. Evil men are going to wax worse and worse. I don't say this negatively either, but there may be one day you don't have me preaching to you. Where God is going to take me and take many of you as well, we will be in a zone or a realm where everything ain't comfortable. I'll leave it at that. But what are you going to do? Forsake truth? Run and hide? Stop preaching? Hello? Amen. Give in to the pressures of the world? Or will you stay on the wall? You see, they that overcome, overcome by the blood, by the word of their testimony. And we got to get this piece right. They love not their life, even in the face of death. Do you understand? This is what it's going to come to. And yet there are so many that struggle. I still struggle. We're going to work on that, and we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that until the tide rises. Till people aren't tossed to and fro and skeptical and their priorities in the wrong places. They're walking in fear and dread of the times. No, in the midst of all this, God is still raising up a bride. There is a spirit. You've heard me say this for months and months. There is a spiritual Goshen. We all must come into while the devil actually, and fallen man bring judgments on Egypt. Perilous times have come because men have become. It's not the devil prevailing over anything. The revelation, the apocalypse, is the revealing, the revelation of the Christ. We have everything to look forward to. Let me ask you a question. And don't get religious on me in that, but let me ask you a question. When's the last time you ever really meditated on Christ coming? What will it be like? Have you ever really thought in depth on what eternity for you will be like? What it would be like when we are with him? Or are you just drowning in the cares of this life, trying to make it to church, trying to keep the business afloat? Trying to keep some food on the table. It's a much bigger, sobering picture. The revelation is all about the revelation of the Christ. Now, let me tell you this so we can balance this out. God is not mad at you. You belong to him. You have to understand his nature. God is for you. We suffer some things and people think God done struck them down. Or God, no, God is not about striking you down. God's the one that pulls you out of that. A lot of stuff you bring on yourself and then God is there to bring you out. And you think God was just checking you or chastising. No, God was bringing you out because he cares for you. You are the apple of his eye. You are his jewel. He brings you out. A lot of stuff you get into and a lot of stuff the devil throws at you. But there's a part that you and I must play in the way of responsibility. Yes. We cannot be ignorant of Satan's devices. We cannot be ignorant of his ploys to keep the church broke, busted, and disgusted. Keep your family going around in a whirlpool of despair and dysfunction. That is not God's will. That's the devil's lie. He goes so far as not to want us to live in sin. How can we say we are born again and yet we practice and live in sin? You don't hear much of that either, do you? No. It's all about the greasy grace where people don't have to repent. God is love and he loves you and we love him, yes. But he's a God of justice too. And let me take it a little further. God will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. And he will have justice on whom he will have justice. He will never have injustice. A man will reap what he has sown. If I sow to the flesh, I reap corruption. If I sow to the spirit, I reap life. And that everlasting. That's the law. God is a just God. Thank God he's had mercy on us. I said, thank God he's had mercy on you. Because there are times you have sown to your flesh and God was merciful. Didn't turn you over to yourself. Didn't let the devil take you out. Didn't let the devil destroy you. Thank God. He said, I'll open the window of heaven. Now that word, he says, I will open the window of heaven. Now we look, I want you to see this because 2016 can be sweet 16 if you'll follow this pattern. He said, I'll open the window of heaven. Remember the satellites. When they launch satellites, there's a window. They can't launch it if they miss the window. Not only that, if they do launch it in the right time, but it doesn't have what they call escape velocity, if it doesn't pick up enough speed, 25,000 miles per hour it has to get up to on that rocket to hit outer space. Otherwise, they'll shoot it down. With a computer, they'll cause it to explode. Even though it's carrying payload, it'll explode. Because if it gets out, if it doesn't get out there, it'll get into an orbit that wasn't designated or in a wrong orbit, maybe hit another satellite, maybe hit it, fall in a city, or it could do a lot of destruction, so they destroy it. God said, you bring the tithe, I open a window where a set, and they call, at NASA, they call that window the window of heaven. In Malachi 3 and in Genesis 7, where the Lord said, he opened the window of heaven and it began to rain. And the rain covered the entire earth till there was the mountains, Everest, all the mountains. Everest, 29,000 feet, was covered with water, a deluge. He covered everything with water. The windows of heaven in chapter 7 of Genesis are the same windows of heaven in Malachi. God says, I'll pour you out of blood. When you tithe, just when you honor me, I will open the window of heaven and pour you out. What does that mean? The earth was under a deluge. Everything was underwater. There was nothing that was not underwater. God says, when you tithe, I'll pour you out blessing that you won't have room to receive. In other words, he'll cover your entire life. All the affairs of your life will be covered with God's blessing. You see, some of your blessing, don't quit your job, but it's not on your job. Some of your blessing is not in the income that you are receiving from a business. Some of your income is in the timing. You see, they had to go through the window. That had to be a right timing. God says, when you tithe, I'll open the window. In other words, I'll give you the right timing. When God's timing is upon your life, you will meet people. God will strategically place you in position where people will come along and you will find yourself in the right place at the right time, meeting the right ones, that have a portion of what God has designed or designated for your life. Now he said, I'll pour you out a blessing you won't have room to receive. In other words, your whole life, your going out will be blessed. Your coming in at the end of the day will be blessed. When you get up in the morning, there's a blessing. When you lay your head down on the pillow, there's a blessing. When your body will be blessed. Hello. Your mind will be blessed. Your seed will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. Your cattle will be blessed. God said, I'll pour out a deluge. Do you know that's the way it's supposed to be? I said, that is the way that God drew this thing up. That's the way it's supposed to be for the saints. But how long has the enemy kept people either at one extreme where it's greed and all that, or with a poverty mentality? It's time to just go back to basic Christianity 101 and allow God to prove himself. Amen. Don't you want to have all sufficiency in all things that you may give to every good work? Huh? I want to have all sufficiency. Whenever I have a need, I want to have that need met. Whenever there's a time to give, I want to be able to give toward that. Having all sufficiency in all things that you might give to every good work. God says it's through the tithe. And then finally he says, I will rebuke the devourer. I will rebuke. I'll stop some stuff from happening. The thief won't break. Now, it don't have to be a natural thief. The thief will not break through and steal from you. Hello. Your fruit won't fall from the vine before the time. He'll let your fruit get nice and ripe. I was over at the fruit stand over on King's Highway, Al's. I know the guy that owns the place. He's a deacon over at Westside Baptist Church. And we were talking. But I was there, I thought I might be able to buy the honey bells. Y'all know the honey bells? Look at there, yeah, the honey bells. No orange like them honey bells, right? But I was there too early. They're only good, they start in January. So what you have to do, you have to pre-order. And I wanted to ship them to some of the family, just get them out there just as a surprise, especially in the cold climates. They're up there fighting the wind, and all of a sudden they get this box of oranges. But it's a season. It's a season that you have to purchase those. You can't have them right now because they're not ready. They won't be ripe. But right around January, they say about the first, second week in January, with the weather having been the way it was, it's going to be nice and sweet. He said it's going to be a real sweet harvest. Don't you want that for your life?
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.